Export of materials from West Bengal to Qatar, a plan of money laundering? When Union Home Ministry and Union Finance Ministry are taking steps against the West Bengal financial crimes, West Bengal is reportedly about to export certain state produce to Qatar when the Gulf country is organizing FIFA World Cup. The ongoing discourse of investigation of the financial crimes in West Bengal is expected to proceed far ahead before culminating into something decisive, while the people of West Bengal are breathlessly awaiting a moment of relief from the suffocating clutch of scams and crimes. Herein, however, I intend to draw the attention of people to certain news related to West Bengal's participation in the coming session of the Football World Cup in Qatar. Reportedly, West Bengal supplies materials like goat meat and power transformers to Qatar, which would be utilized during the upcoming Global Football Festival. However, the reported fact that countries like Qatar had been financing West Bengal's mosques for purposes far from being transparent can't be ignored. Such funds from Gulf countries get utilized for the propagation of religion within West Bengal and India by the wrong methodology. Keeping in mind all these and West Bengal's antecedents of money laundering and financial crimes, the export of goat meat and electric transformers from West Bengal to Qatar may be apprehended as another money laundering plan to regularize, whiten a certain amount of black money of the state. Such a plan, if any, needs to be aborted. As per the media report, power transformers would be supplied by a private limited company of Maheshtala, under Diamond Harbour Parliamentary Constituency, named BMC Electroplast, which is precisely located in Bakrahat Road, Hanspukur of South 24 Paganas. It will be excellent news for West Bengal and India if such a company genuinely supplies power transformers to the Football World Cup. However, from the antecedents of West Bengal, it is no folly to apprehend such news as a mere window dressing of something suspicious. Moreover, Indian Express, too, to substantiate their information, has referred to the tweet of a very TMC party man informing BMC Electroplast to have garnered such an order. Things appear suspicious mainly because of the antecedents of religious aggressiveness of Qatar and West Bengal's record of being a state of terror support and money laundering. Similarly, goat meat export too may be apprehended on the same ground. Though meat is reportedly being exported by approval from APDA and the supplying organization Haringhata Meat is a GoWB organization, such things are not beyond doubt as West Bengal government is integrally involved in planning and implementing all scams of West Bengal. Keeping in mind the massive negative remarks by CAG in West Bengal's statutory audit report of 2022, it doesn't appear paranoid to suspect that even a GoWB organization may remain involved in money laundering. To be wise, Bengal's meat export needs to be under scanner for all practical purposes to track how much meat at what price would finally be exported to Qatar and for what cause in reality. Moreover, the news published by West Bengal media about TMC MLA Madan Mitra's plan to visit Qatar during the Football World Cup adds some more fuel to such speculations and apprehensions. Union ministries must consider such matters with due importance so that plans of financial scams, if any, may be aborted in due time. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.